KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
67 degrees and partly cloudy in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 90. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday an Anita woman was arrested Wednesday on robbery, theft, and drug charges. 19-year-old Sarah Jo Porter faces charges that include robbery in the second degree, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, assault causing injury, theft in the fifth degree, for shoplifting, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said the robbery charge was with regard to the alleged assault of a Walmart loss prevention officer who tried to stop Porter from allegedly stealing a pair of blue jeans. Also arrested Wednesday was 24-year-old Chad Goodwin of Atlantic. He was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia and a controlled substance violation. On Monday, Atlantic police arrested 24-year-old Mark Fredrickson of Atlantic. He was taken into custody on two warrants for failure to appear in court. And this past Sunday, 35-year-old Loy Crowder of Atlantic was arrested for allegedly shoplifting general various items of merchandise from the Atlantic Walmart store. She was also charged with simple assault after allegedly shoving a Walmart employee near a store entrance. All four suspects were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a traffic stop Wednesday resulted in a short pursuit and the arrest of a Missouri man on a trio of charges. 48-year-old Michael James Brown of Burlington Junction, Missouri, faces charges of eluding, driving while license suspended, and a citation for improper use of registration. That being the Iowa plates on the vehicle were issued for another vehicle. Brown was brought to the Page County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. The incident began when a Page County deputy was trying to stop a car driven by Brown on the southwest corner of Shambaugh. During the incident, the vehicle sped off, heading west on 270th Street. And after a brief pursuit, the vehicle pulled into a residential drive in the 2500 block of 270th, and Brown was arrested without further incident. The Denison Police Department reports the arrest on Wednesday of James Bernard Schultz of Denison. Schultz was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of methamphetamine, driving while barred, and he was cited for having no insurance. Officials say most of the Council Bluffs rental units inspected during the first week of a new city program had several violations. Steve Carmichael is the city's chief building official. He said he was surprised by the inspection results because landlords had months to prepare. Carmichael says that of the 82 single-family units inspected, 92% had violations, and most of them were electrical violations. The policy of city employees inspecting rental units began August 3rd, replacing the longtime self-inspection program. Mayor Matt Walsh says he thinks the landlords are working with the city, and they appreciate that very much. Authorities say a crop dusting plane crashed shortly after taking off from an airport in northwestern Iowa on Wednesday. The Sac County Sheriff's Office said the accident was reported around 4 p.m., The Sac City Airport manager said the plane crashed south of the airport and the airport officials were in contact with the pilot, who said he hadn't been injured. The pilot was identified as 50-year-old Randall Seibert of Alta. He reported that he noticed engine trouble after takeoff and was trying to return to the airport when he crashed into a cornfield. The Cass County LEPC, or Local Emergency Planning Committee, was presented with an award at a recent 2015 Region 7 LEPC conference held in Nebraska City, Nebraska. Region 7 is comprised of the LEPCs from the states of Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. Awards were given to recognize the LEPCs and tribal emergency response commissions that are actively involved in their community risk reduction, planning, and prevention activities involving hazardous materials. The Cass County LEPC was one of four award winners in the small LEPC category. The other recipients include Anderson County, Kansas, Linn County, Missouri, and Adair and Guthrie counties here in Iowa. The Adair and Guthrie County LEPC also received a social media award. The Cass County LEPC was nominated by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Local emergency planning committees develop hazardous materials response for their counties, review the plan at least annually, and provide information about chemicals in the community to citizens. LEPC membership includes elected officials, law enforcement, fire, public health, hospital, emergency management, facility representatives, community groups, and members of the media. A group representing more than 1,000 hospitals and health systems has given the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic and Crystal Starlin, CCMH pharmacy director, a prestigious award for their outstanding leadership in promoting and advocating on behalf of the federal 340B drug pricing program. The group, 340B Health, gave the hospital and Starlin the annual 340B Champion Award in Washington, D.C. on July 13th during a national conference on the 340B program that was attended by more than 1,400 healthcare professionals and others. Named for a section of the Public Health Service Act that established it, the 340B program requires pharmaceutical manufacturers and biotech companies to give discounts on outpatient medications to hospitals, community health centers, and other healthcare facilities serving large, low-income, and vulnerable populations. Those healthcare providers use the money they save to serve more patients and provide more comprehensive services. 340B Health chose Starlin for the award on the basis of her advocacy of 340B, including a March 4, 2015 op-ed she wrote for the Atlantic News Telegraph. In that article, Starlin observed the Cass County Memorial Hospital uses 340B savings to provide medications to needy patients, to help support a pharmacy in Oneida, and to sustain its inpatient psychiatric unit, one of only 14 in Iowa. Starlin is also a leading advocate of the 340B program on the microblogging site Twitter. As biopharmaceutical manufacturers are lobbying Congress to scale back the 340B program dramatically, officials say advocacy such as Crystal Starlin's will be important for ensuring the continuation of the 340B program. The chairpersons for the Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations are reminding nonprofit organizations in the two counties that the deadline to apply for funds through the online grant application process is September 1st. Cass County has been allocated $28,000. The amount of funds available in Audubon County is $41,170. And only those organizations providing services in Cass and Audubon counties respectively are eligible for the funds in each respective county. Organizations must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support and supply a copy of their 501c3 IRS determination letter. Requests for general operational funds will not be considered for the grant deadline, and application procedures and grant deadlines are available online at www.iowacommunityfoundations.org/CASCEF or /Audubon CEF. You then click on the Grant Information tab or contact any board member for additional information. Additional instructions are provided in a downloadable form as well as a link to the online application, and only online applications will be considered. All completed applications will be considered at the October board meeting, notification results to those nonprofit agencies by the end of October. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.